Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Getting you set for the preseason opener. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. Cal McNair, Texans chairman and CEO, joins us in studio in about 15, 20 minutes. Truth be told, he's already up here.
He's already up here, but they just got settled in.
They just got settled in.
That's why you're a little late coming back.
Yep.
As often happens, I have to be the adult in the room, and I pulled you back into your job duties.
They brought the new beer sponsor for the Texans is Modelo.
It's a beautiful.
And they brought
it's a beautiful
some,
bottle.
New beer partner for the Texans, Modelo, and they brought some Modelo up for us, some swag. So it's all good. So we're going to talk some Texans football with Cal McNair here at 9:20. All right, let's get people ready for the game tomorrow night, Seth. Texans Saints first preseason game. We had the walkthrough last night out at NRG Stadium, and we heard from Lovie Smith after the game. The players that we will not see tomorrow night are a big story. There will be no Derek Stingley tomorrow night. That's not a big surprise.
It's not a huge surprise. It's a disappointment. If I were parenting Derek Stingley, I would say I'm not upset. I'm disappointed. And that would be a bad parenting thing to do because it's an injury that's holding him back. Yeah. I shouldn't say an injury. It's just they're being very careful with his Liz Frank recovery.
And we should point out to people that he's been doing a lot of stuff at practice.
He's been doing a lot of stuff. I think they've been bringing him along slowly. We didn't see much of him the first week. We saw more of him the second week. It's been hard to even really give a good assessment of where he is right now because a combination of limited reps, but then also because of the Lovie starts off very vanilla and then works into more complexity. So I've seen him more playing more zone and less of what he's really, really good at, which is man. And especially given the mode of practice, it's hard to, you notice the really good plays, you notice the bad plays, but it's hard to get an overall assessment.
Yep. There will be no Kenyon Green tomorrow night. It would appear.
That's so the one that's a surprise.
Yes. Yeah.
Except if you were to tell me 2 weeks ago, it's not a surprise based on what we've seen the last couple
based
weeks,
on this
he's
week.
Been out there a lot. Right?
Yep. So we won't see either of the two first-round picks. We will see Jalen Petrie, so that's good. Kyle Allen, he tested positive for COVID. So we're going to see a little bit of Davis Mills and a lot of Jeff Driscoll tomorrow night.
This is what I need to see out of Jeff Driscoll. I need to see 5 total passes and a whole lot of RPO and running and whatnot. I need to come out of this. If Jeff Driscoll's on the roster, I need to believe that there's a Jeff Driscoll package.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I want to get excited about a Jeff Driscoll package.
Okay.
Well, I told you before.
You're going to get three quarters of it tomorrow.
Nobody's been more skeptical of the Jeff Driscoll experience than myself.
Right.
But I'm willing to be proven wrong on this, and it would have to rely on, here's the thing I've noticed about him. He's fast, but it's not like a shifty speed. So it's not like I feel like, oh, he's going to be a Lamar Jackson out there or anything. But I think he's like bulkier and more potentially powerful than some of those guys.
Yep.
So he's like, you know what he is? He could be like a Tebow with wheels in the right scenario. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to see. I want to be excited about him somehow.
Well, you're going to get a chance tomorrow night. We're going to see a lot of Jeff Driscoll tomorrow night and get well Kyle Allen. Among the other things that we're going to get a first look at the, like in the trenches, the guys with pads actually hitting each other with football ferocity, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see a lot of the new pieces along the defensive line.
That's been one of the things that a lot of guys, when I talk to former players, and some of my former teammates that have been out there at practice, everybody's had a different experience in the NFL, and guys who played for Tony Dungy or Lovie Smith or what have you might not be surprised by the way he conducts his practices. For guys that had more, I want to say old school, even though, you know, Lovie is up there in years himself, but kind of the more, you know, grind them down mentality, these practices seem light. They seem light and new age until you realize, okay, Tony Dungy's been running practices like this, you know, going back to the early 90s,
yeah,
and had some really, really good defenses. What you hope is that by not doing a lot of the stupid stuff, that you keep guys healthier throughout the season. But there's less banging, like there's less crashing of the pads that you hear in training camp. And that's where I don't have a great feel for exactly how physical the run game is going to be on offense.
Yeah, we get our first read on that. Lovie is on TikTok, by the way. So he's by definition, yeah, he's not totally old school.
And honestly, that's why old school is kind of a dumb way to put it. If you go back to the 49ers under Bill Walsh, they never practiced with pads on, ever. That was one of Bill Walsh's things back when in the 70s when those teams were awesome. They weren't. Are they not old school because 60 years ago they weren't wearing pads? I don't know.
I feel like when I said Lovie's on TikTok, it got a reaction in the room here. Just to be clear, he watches TikTok. He watches old concerts on TikTok, Hannah, is what he does. So, yeah,
we could get him.
He'd be awesome on TikTok. I feel like his beard should be on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
You know what they do, a TikTokable moment? Is they've been doing a Pep Hamilton pep talk on the website.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's on TikTok too or not, but that would be a good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovie out there every day at like 6:52 a.m., the same time every day when you and I were out there for practice. There's very few people out there in the 6 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Lovie Smith is one of them. Yeah. And he walks the same exact number of steps, it feels like, every single day at the same exact time. And I feel like that's where he gets to clear his head a little bit.
Who was telling us? Somebody said yesterday that his
that's
goal.
So tempting
his
to goal drink is, this beer right now. I just want to say
his goal. His goal right now is to be in the best shape of his life.
And he looks it.
Yeah, he does. He looks. See, I never thought of Lovie when he was with the Bears, and when he was a defensive coordinator with the Rams. I don't remember thinking of him as like a notably fit guy.
Yeah.
So he is a guy.
Yeah.
He's a good example of somebody that started to take better care of himself as he got older and can actually it's hope for guys our age that like, hey, look, take care of yourself for the next 20 years.
Lovie Smith
and you can actually.
I got no hope.
Something you could grow up
chiseled,
and
no chance. Yeah. He's like a triangle.
No,
he looks
you
amazing.
Were both. He was multiple play back when he was a young whippersnapper like you.
All right.
And now look
say,
at him.
If you say so. Hey, by the way. I don't think you and I have mentioned this on the air yet. Vince Wilfork looks really, really good.
He does. We mentioned it because I couldn't tell if it was him or not when he was out of practice.
Right.
We were on
that
air.
That looks like a skinny Vince Wilfork.
And I said, you know, I was like, I think that's, is that Vince Wilfork's kid?
It was.
I thought it was his kid or his nephew or something.
Yeah.
He's out there. He lost some weight.
He looks good.
We'll have to ask Cal about that too, because I think Vince knows a thing or two about barbecue.
Does he ever? Yeah, absolutely. How many
times? It's not a fat joke, everybody.
No.
Sean, say, he like actually... Like Vince knows barbecue. Like he really,
he's an expert.
He sponsors what have you.
Yeah. He's an aficionado.
And he's not overweight anymore.
He is not. No, he looks good. How many pounds do you think he's lost?
I was in the minority on this because Landry thought he lost like 100 pounds. I think he lost 45 pounds.
45?
He was listed at 325. I'm guessing he played at like 345.
Yeah.
But he's still a big dude.
Yeah.
You know, like he's just got a big frame and heavy bones and everything. It's hard to, so I bet he's like, 290 or something.
Yeah. Anxious to see the battle for the wide receiver spots on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. Nico Collins, I think, is a different guy this year in a lot of ways than he was last year, just in that he's got kind of a savoir faire out there where you can tell he's turning into a veteran player. He looks crisper in his route running. He looks more aggressive in a lot of ways, in a way that he just has more confidence. The one thing I'm interested in seeing, because he's been working with Andre, he's obviously worked at his game. He's pretty aggressive with the push off, and he got flagged for it at least once a couple days ago when the officials were out there on the field. He's pretty aggressive with it. Is he gonna develop that ability like that DeAndre really had of the legal push off?
Yeah,
you know where you just the big key is not extending your elbow. You want to always just want to place your arm there like a stiff arm almost. And he hasn't quite developed that yet, but it's close, and he blends into kind of, he works it into the rhythm of his route, which is key. You gotta want to, you don't want to make it look conspicuous. I just don't think he's quite there yet. So it's something to monitor.
He's going to need to. I mean, that's the style of receiver he's going to be for this team.
Yeah.
You know, probably, you know,
a box out guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Using
which
that,
are,
using
you
got
to be able to use that ridiculous size.
Yep,
you have.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, and then the other thing with Nico would be, okay, Davis Mills is confidence in throwing him the 50-50 balls.
Yep.
Or the touch. He demonstrated a touch on those sideline throws last year.
Yes.
Just more of that.
And I think the other receivers, like the back end guys on the depth chart, you know, there's Chris Conley's had a really good camp. Chris Moore did some good things for this team last year, but the guys they brought in, like Chad Beebe's had some moments out of camp. Connor Weddington's done some good things.
Weddington, the kid from Stanford.
Yeah.
Who's in his second year, I believe now, but you know, knows the offense, knows Davis Mills, does all those things, but he's caught passes from more than just Davis Mills. He's one of those guys with the receivers, especially the first few days you keep looking up and checking the roster. And after a while you get, he was one of the first guys' names I learned of the new guys because he was getting a lot of balls. Johnny Johnson's another one that I think shows up in, I haven't seen a lot.
Is he number 89?
He's Johnny Johnson.
He's Johnny Johnson.
So he's shown up a lot, but I haven't necessarily seen a lot written about him. Mm-hmm. So just keep an eye on him.
Jalen Camp, too, number 17, has done some good things. So that's an interesting, that's a really interesting position battle. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday, 713-572-4610. If you want to interact with the show, you can shoot us text. Seth, people suggesting Lake Conroe is very nice for jet skis.
Okay.
So
I'll have to ask Lopez. Is that the lake he lives on?
He's up in Atascocita.
Okay.
Lake Conroe is Lake Conroe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody was asking, why don't I just go up to Austin? I'm like, well, because I've got a lunch thing.
It's 2.5 hours.
I know, but I wouldn't mind. It's a Friday. Yeah. But I've got a lunch meeting, and then so if I don't want to get up to Austin at 5 p.m. and take my child out on the lake
will be
on
a jet ski right whenever.
Yeah. Never, people's sobriety is going to be going down.
That's
too.
Down so, too. Yeah. That's a fair trade.
I'm a trade heat today.
For sobriety. Yep. Yeah. That's not a good trade. All right. 713-572-4610. That is the number for the text page. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right. We'll see. Next segment. Cal McNair, Texans chairman and CEO, in studio with us. We'll talk about the state of the team. Looking forward to the start of the season and all the new things going on around NRG Stadium. Good conversation coming up next. Stay there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Getting you set for the preseason opener. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you on a Football Friday. Again, Texans, Saints tomorrow night. Preseason. Week one, Saints come into town, and it's just great to have football back. We'll get things started with Texans Countdown at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Seth and I will be on the pregame, and then, of course, on the postgame, it'll be me and Clint Sterner taking you into the wee hours of the morning on Sunday morning.
We've got a marital negotiation going on.
We do. What's going on?
Hannah's trying to be demure and not to not get on the microphone, I think.
Okay.
She won't put a headset on. How are you going to...
She's getting, okay, so Hannah's getting a headset. Here we go. Yeah, this is customer service right here. So we welcome in, you hear that voice, and it's a familiar voice. We welcome into the studio with us here on a Football Friday. Texans chairman, CEO, Cal McNair joining us in studio. Cal, it's great to see you. Last time I saw you, I could barely see because of all the smoke coming up from the grilling that you and I were doing, but we had a great time out there the other day.
That was fun. Thanks for helping out there. That was great fun. Your partner sort of bailed on us, so I don't know where he went, but
I was okay. Here's a I didn't know if we were a little confused about that.
What's up?
Whether I was supposed to be over there or not.
Okay.
I had to, Matt Musil had asked me to do something. Yeah. Like, you guys see Matt Musil from KHOU. He's been in the business a while, and he's out there working like 12-hour days. And he was standing in the heat waiting for me. And I thought, Sean's got this. I got to go help Matt Musil out and do what I was supposed to do.
Right.
So I apologize.
Right. So, yeah. So Seth was putting out content on the Houston Texans.
Nobody needs me sweating on their burgers. it would have been bad. You guys did just fine.
Yep. It's great to have you in studio, Cal. Let's start with that because there's definitely been a vibe out there this year. You know, the Cal's cookout for the fans is just, I think, one element of it. But I think we've seen it every day out there because we're out there covering the team. And fans who've been out of practice are a fraction of the fans who are going to be there at the stadium on Saturday. But there is a very palpable effort, it seems like, for the team to connect with the fan base, connect with the city of Houston. Can you just talk about the genesis of all that?
Love to. We are evolving as an organization. I'm really excited and energized by it. It's a lot of fun to see it as it progresses. We're challenging each other. That's one of our mottos, is challenge everything. We want to be trying new things. We want to be listening to the fans. The fans are the heart of where we want to be going. So we want to be listening to the fans. They have really enjoyed the new things we've been trying. The red helmets, they've loved. The Miller Outdoor Theater, we've never had a draft day party outside of any magnitude. So we're trying new things. Some of them will work. Some of them won't work. But we want to sort of be fearless and try new things and listen to the fans and respond to them. What we hear most from the fans is they want to win. Mm-hmm. And I think we have the pieces in place with Nick and Coach Lovey and their plan to put that together. And I have a lot of confidence in them. And I can't wait to watch it as it progresses.
Is it when I try to put myself in your shoes, or really like any NFL owner's shoes, it seems there's a lot of things I wouldn't be good at. And one of them would be like listening to input at times. I think I would try real hard. But when you've been out amongst the fans a lot, I think by even NFL owner standards, the last few months, have people been frank with you? Have you been able to kind of have conversations with people about what their opinions are?
Well, I hope they give me their true feelings, but they've been very supportive. The fans have a lot of passion for the team. They're fanatics. I mean, they're wonderful fans. There's a passion, and they want to see us win. Mm-hmm. And they want to get behind us, and they want a team they're proud of, and we're committed to doing that.
Cal McNair in studio with us here on Sports Radio 610. You mentioned Nick and Lovey, and Nick is somebody that had been on your radar for a while. Can you talk about when he first sort of got onto your radar as somebody who might be the right guy to lead this team? And what was it about Nick Caserio long before he became here that might have drawn you to him?
Oh, gosh. I haven't thought about that in a while. It's been a number of years when we were looking at general managers with Dad was in the search. Mm-hmm. And Nick was at the top of our list. And we were not able to interview him due to the NFL rules, which is fine. And then we tried again, and he wasn't available. And then he became available, and so he was someone that had been on the top of my list. When I knew he was available, we were very aggressive and went out and got him. But he's a premier personnel guy that we've seen that. We've watched him and seen what he has done with the former team he was with.
Yeah.
And they're really good friends of ours. So we've worked through all that and got him here and excited to see him go to work. And he is just so focused on his job and getting the team and getting the roster and he's really good at that. So we're excited to have
him. Yeah, what's it like watching you? Because you guys, we saw the video. You guys were in the war room. What's that like watching him operate on draft day? Because you've been in a lot of NFL war rooms before with a lot of different people. What can you tell us about Nick Caserio in that environment?
Well, it's sort of old school. He has very few people in there. And he relies a lot on the boards and moving names around, you know, by hand. And he'll have his little group and the head scouts, and they'll say, okay, well, this is a group of players we like, and they're not afraid to move up and move down to get someone out of that group. And then once you move out of that area, they'll form another group and they'll move up and down. And maybe I'm giving too much away, but
said all that. Good. What's that like? That's always an interesting dynamic to me, and different owners handle it differently. But like, what's that like when you're there as an observer and you don't want to get in the way, but you're also the owner of the team. Like, do you have to bite your tongue sometimes, or when you're trying to, when you can tell it's a hot moment and there's a lot of activity?
Well, I love to observe it and stay out of the way. I just have a lot of confidence in Nick, in watching him operate. It's sort of masterful, you know, in how he's doing it and moving around and getting the players he likes. And he's been good at it. He's had a couple of drafts under his belt, and I'm really excited to see his first draft, which is entering their second year, how they progress with Nico and the quarterback and all those guys, and also this draft, and see how these guys are going to contribute probably a little later in the year.
Sure.
But a lot of times, however far you go will depend a bit about how your draft picks come along.
Yep.
And so we're excited to see that.
The draft parties are more exciting with multiple first round picks. I will say that. That was a lot of fun out at Miller Outdoor Theater this year.
That was fun. And we've never had one outside in a big event. It's been inside in the West Club, a fairly small group. But they wanted to try something new. And so, again, it was something we're evolving and, challenging ourselves. And we're doing it again with the luncheon. We have a team luncheon.
Well, it's now an evening event.
And now Hannah's come up with an idea of having an evening event, which we've never had an evening event. It's always been a team luncheon. And the team is really excited about doing an evening event, the coaches and all, Nick's wife and
–
So do you think more dressed up for this one than for the luncheon?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
It's an evening event.
Yeah.
You know, it's the players will, after the official event, the players will be doing, they'll be the dealers for casino night. So it's in the bubble.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the bubble.
Jordan's going to be really good at that.
Yep. Awesome.
Brevin Jordan's going to be.
We are sold out. We're already sold out.
Oh,
really?
Which is incredible.
We don't even get to sell that?
Yeah.
Well, it sold out while you were on air.
Right. So
I will say, Cal's boss, his mom, insisted on there being an auction item for Cal's grilling at our home. So there will be an item, and Travis Johnson has agreed to grill with Cal and Vince Wilfork.
Oh, okay. Oh,
those will be grilling.
Those are two master grillers right there.
We've got brisket, chicken.
We'll be smoking as well.
Okay.
We'll have to start early.
An auction item is to come to Casa McNair and grill in the backyard.
So that has not been sold yet.
But right.
All the tables have been sold. And
right.
Well, the one time I've run into Cal in nature, like away from football, was
in the wild.
In Academy Sports when you were picking up some grilling supplies.
Yeah, just, remember that?
Yeah, randomly on like a just random. There's the owner of the NFL team picking up grilling supplies.
That's
like
it.
It was pretty cool.
Out of
actually, like you're not just doing it for PR purposes or what have you. You're into your grilling.
I ran into Sean in the wild, almost hit him with my car as I was turning.
Yeah, I was really going back through and thinking about what I said on the radio that day. Like, yeah, that's fun. Yeah, no, I run into you guys sometimes when I'm getting my
steps. Wait a second,
in.
Hannah ran into you in the wild, which meant like when you were camped
he
outside
was crossing
your house.
The street,
no,
yeah,
I was
at
walking
our house.
On Del Monte over there in town.
Just randomly,
you make it sound like I was in a tree with a pair of binoculars. No, I was on my walk and I hear behind me, I hear a window roll down. Hey, Sean. And I said, hey, Hannah. And then I really started going back through in my head. I'm thinking, boy, I hope I didn't say anything on the radio.
That was last year. So, yes, you did say things on the radio.
I probably did.
We do have some other cool stuff for y'all. We came with a bag full of
goodies.
Modelo.
Yep. The new beer partner.
Very cool shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a. It's Houston with a Texans logo for the first O, and then a Lovey silhouette for the second O with his nice white beard.
Now that James Harden is no longer here, Lovey just stepped right into the breach, and he is now the most famous long beard in Houston. Right.
That's true. His is more of a It's a well-kept beard, I guess.
Yes, very well-kept.
So you'll see H-Town, where our team is a team that hustles.
Yep.
Team plays with heart.
Yep.
And we are H-Town, and we are connected to H-Town, and it's something we believe in. And another thing that Lovey says is show up and show out. So you'll see that in some of our marketing. And so some of the things our new chief marketing officer is doing is bringing these things throughout the whole organization. And so we're all on one page. And the fans can really connect to that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I'm assuming fans will be able to get their hands on these T-shirts.
You got the first
one. I got the first one off the press, but that's good. Well, okay, awesome.
And, you know, that was...
First two.
Doug, the VP of marketing, yeah. Right? We both talked to him a good amount or a good chunk, and he is very passionate about, like, getting the connection to the fans and in a way that I feel like... It feels like one of these guys that gets it in sports now.
Yeah.
And like those H-Town T-shirts that everybody is really happy about. Hannah was explaining like there might be a little bit of Paul Wall inspiration behind the font on there.
Oh, right.
And the placement on the T-shirts and everything.
Slim Thug and Paul Wall. That was their song.
Yeah.
Yep. Texas tatted on my arm, Houston on my back.
That's right.
Yeah.
She translated for the two of us.
Yeah, she kind of shamed me earlier for not knowing Paul Wall.
She kind of did that in the beat, too.
Cal's done a great job with getting these leaders in and really enabling them to evolve and change and challenge us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From where we were, Cal's reflected, you know, he spent some time reflecting on where we were, how we need to get better, and really just not settling for status quo.
Yeah, absolutely. I was curious about that, Cal. Like, when did that, was there a point in time where that sort of hit, like, we kind of need to just reevaluate and reconnect and kind of reimagine who we are as a team?
Kind of a little bit of a hit the reset button. And
yeah.
Because we were good. We were good for a long time.
Yep.
And we've been talking lately about some of the fun games we've had. And memorable games and big games, and some of them we won and some we lost, but a lot of them have been very memorable, and we want to get over that, and we want to go from good. We've been good, but I want us to be great, and I'm challenging our folks and asking them to evolve, and asking them what they need to do that, and giving them those resources, and it's exciting. They have the ability to try new things. Like we mentioned, Miller Outdoor Theater, we have these H-Town shirts, yep. We have the red helmet, we're reaching out to the fans, we're trying new things. Some will work, some may not work.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the nature of it. But we want to be aggressive and fearless and try to go out there and evolve.
I think one of the things that's been really cool, you mentioned Vince Wilfork before, but Andre Johnson's been very present out at practice. Jonathan Joseph's been out there. Jonathan Joseph's going to be on the radio broadcast this weekend. It feels like there's a reconnection going on with the Texans alumni, we'll call it. I mean, I know there's always been the Legends program and the Ambassador program, but it does hit different when it's guys like Andre Johnson and Jonathan Joseph out there. Can you speak to that and what that's felt like and how important that is to the team?
Well, that is important. That's part of our history. We love our old, not our old players, but
I'm
our former,
old,
former
right.
players.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not quite that. Arp yet, but yeah, he's getting there.
You know, House of Pain was fun, and I remember that. And we had a great defense back then, and we want to get back to, you know, the great defense again. But, yeah, having the players feel welcomed in is and we talked about this with Coach Lovey. That's important to him. And so a lot of these things are easy for us to do because of Coach and his want to go out and reach out to the former players and invite them to practices and communicate with them, and he'll do that with the fans in the off season. Primarily, he'll go out with the fans and have Q&As with the fans.
He sells tickets to them in the ticket office.
Sell tickets to the ticket office, but then once football season starts, sort of that ends.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but he recognizes it and he reaches out and enjoys the fans and enjoys having the former players in.
Well, yeah, you know, if I think back to 2002. And when we started off practicing, NRG was still being built. We were in the Astrodome, like down in the the bowels of the Astrodome. There was like, there was every morning they had to wipe off the dust from the rodeo that had filtered in through. Like that was when we were first there working out in February of that year. But then when we got into mini camps and the whole team was there, the first time your father addressed the team, it was in that little auditorium in the Astrodome, and it was like poorly lit. And it was really, it's amazing if you think about where it is now from what it was at that point. But your dad said something that as a player struck me as unique to an NFL owner in a lot of ways, which was he spoke to us. One of the first things he talked to us about was his story of how he came to bring the Texans to Houston was that after the Oilers had left, as I remember it, he said he never really had any dreams of owning an NFL team or anything. But the Oilers left, and after a few years, they realized nothing was replacing it. Yeah. And like he felt like as a matter of civic responsibility that they needed to get football back here. And that just, it struck me as a player that it felt like a higher ideal as an NFL owner that you don't necessarily look at. But in some ways, too, looking back on it, your dad was a very savvy businessman, obviously, but in some ways it felt kind of naive, perhaps. Like, man, boy, you signed up for a lot. Yeah. You signed up for a lot. Yeah. So what have you learned in that last 20 years since kind of being like, hey, rah, rah, hey, we got a team here, to everything you've learned to where you are now?
That is like one of the best questions I think I've ever heard in my whole life. That was awesome. Yeah, well, football is important. Football is in the fabric of Houston and in Texas, and people bleed football, and I did as a young man, as a young kid, probably same as you, walking out to football fields at the end of the summer, at the beginning of fall, with a helmet in our hand. When we were probably 5 or 6 years old, I forget how old we were. My dad was coaching me in a church league, and so we were playing there. And I've been walking out to football fields, ever since. And I've been lucky enough to be doing that again, for 20 years, even after, UTO did it. And so it was a long time playing, but even a long time now as an owner and as a, someone behind that. So, but football is important, and football brings people together, and we do embrace that it is more than football, and we want to give back to the community, and we want to be a fabric of the community, and that's been in our DNA. And I think you saw it this week with the players got together and gave backpacks to some school kids going to school. They did that on their own.
Yep.
And I'm so proud that they do that, and it's sort of what we want to see throughout our organization, that it's in the DNA that we know we're important to Houston. We know we're going to work so hard to bring a winner here. We're going to be there when the hurricane hits. Mm-hmm. We're going to, be part of the fabric and giving back. So that's really, really a big part of what we do and what we believe in. So
that's his parents. That's his mom. That's his dad. That's who they were. I mean, they saw a hole in Houston's heart. And so they brought football here to help fill that. But in that, they always did it the right way, which is what Cal's doing now. He's carrying that on. And part of that is giving back to the community, being there when they need you, being there in the ups and the downs.
Yep.
That's what you're there for.
Do you remember the first time that your dad mentioned that he wanted to bring NFL football to Houston? Do you remember that conversation at all? Like, what was your reaction to it?
Well, it was awesome. It took quite a few years. We were actually working on a power plant in Baltimore. And Baltimore lost the Colts in the middle of the night.
Yep.
In fact, one of my friends was a kicker, Raul Alegre.
Yeah.
Kicked at UT, then was kicking for them in Baltimore. Then they had a long break, and they called him. He said, well, where am I going? They said, well, come to Indy, because they moved the team. And he didn't even tell the players. Yeah. So he, in talking to the business community in Baltimore, he saw that there was, like Hannah mentioned, kind of a hole in their heart where they lost their team.
Yep.
It was there, and then it was gone, and they got nothing. And they really felt it. And then it happened to us here in Houston. And he felt that hole, and he worked a long time with the league. And actually the league said, this next expansion is going to L.A.
Yeah.
But Dad said, well, you got to put a time limit on it. And so they said, okay, it's going to L.A., but you got to have your deal done by thus and such time. forget if it was a month or two, 3 months or whatever. And so they voted on it. And then if it, they weren't able to do it, it would go to Houston. And so they came out of the meeting and John McClain said, well, how does it feel? You just lost the vote. And Dad said, what do you mean? I just won. And he goes, how are you, what are you thinking? He said, well, L.A. will never get it together.
Yeah.
And so it'll be coming to Houston. And so this Nailed is a great it. Day. And I'll be darned if he was right. But that's Dad. I mean, he was so optimistic and always looking on the bright side of things.
Yeah.
And making lemonade out of lemons. And so he was a great role model and great father.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's a great wrinkle to this. I had not heard the Baltimore aspect of that. That's if that conversation doesn't take place, you guys aren't building a power plant up there. Maybe there's not a football team here right now.
Well, know? We didn't build a power plant up there. There was a lot of permitting issues.
Oh, okay.
But we tried to.
Yeah.
We tried very hard.
Okay. We got football. That's what I right. That's what I was
but
having.
Football came here.
That's so. Right. Football came here. Absolutely. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, both in studio with us. We really appreciate you. It's great having you guys up here. I hope we get to do this again. And we're certainly looking forward to tomorrow night, getting the preseason kicked off and looking forward to seeing you guys out and about. And I'll be sure to stay on the sidewalk, Hannah, if you drive by or anything. I'll be sure to recount what I said on the radio that day. That was a funny moment. I enjoyed that.
Well, it was great seeing you all out at training camp.
And thank you for the gear.
Open and practices. And yeah. Well, thanks for the gear. And thanks for having us on. And thanks for all y'all do out in the community serving burgers. But also, you know, all the great work you do for us. And I know you have to be critical at times, but we appreciate your support.
Well, we appreciate you guys certainly letting us do the job that we do. And we're excited to be partners with you guys, obviously. You know that as well. Cal and Hannah McNair in studio with us here on Payne and Pendergast. We'll see what's going on In the Loop next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the Twin Peaks Studios, it's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Getting you set for the preseason opener. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Football Friday. Thank you once again to Texans Chairman and CEO Cal McNair. Hannah McNair in studio as well. Good to see both of them. We'll see them out at NRG Stadium tomorrow. I would venture to say that if you're a Texan fan, you might see them out there as well. They've been out... If you've been out of practice, you know they have been just way more out there in front of fans and engaging and things like that this preseason, as has the team, I think. It feels like, and I think Cal kind of hammered this home, that's been a big theme this preseason is, I think, kind of reconnecting with the fan base, reimagining the team. So good to talk to them. And we've got preseason football. Preseason underway. We had a couple games last night, bunch of games tonight, including Cleveland. We'll see what happens with the Deshaun situation. And then the Texans, of course, tomorrow night, as we do each and every day at this time. The fellers from In the Loop are here. John Lopez, Landry Locker. Hi, boys.
Howdy. Great job on that, by the way.
Thank you.
That was terrific. Yeah. You will hear some of that again, no doubt.
We're kind of wondering if maybe news of Deshaun Watson's final decision would come down.
Did it while we were on the
this
air?
Morning? No, it didn't. Okay. It didn't. But I was kind of wondering. It occurred to me, oh, wow, it's almost 9 a.m. or it's well past 9 a.m. Eastern and might be time for something to get announced. If it is announced today, maybe it'll probably be like at 6 p.m. They'll want to bury that somehow, even though it'll be impossible to
My
bury.
Hope is that the game kicks off at 6, I think, yeah. the Browns game. My hope, and I tweeted this out last night, and if this sounds vengeful, so be it. My hope is that the league hands down its decision during warmups. It's a full game. It's a full year suspension. Oh, so wow. Deshaun has to be removed, and he has to turn in his uniform.
Indefinite, right?
Indefinite, and he is left to leave the field with nothing but a small white tee.
Oh my, that's goodness!
It. I have heard via conspiracy,
that it's going to be the that's going to be the
conspiracy
punishment.
Theories on Twitter, which is never wrong.
Yeah,
that it's going to be late enough that he can't play tonight, but early enough that Deshaun's team cannot file a federal.
Like at 4:59 p.m.
Yeah.
or something.
I keep
hearing that, and I don't know the legalities of it, but it's like it does sound like there is a race to the courtroom that needs to happen here.
Yeah, almost to the point. I've been a little unclear on that. It almost sounds like geography really matters.
Yeah,
Because I've seen it. I thought they were speaking metaphorically, but there's something about the NFL offices being right down the street.
You're like
from
they got Brian
the
Bernie
court.
Camped out in front of a courthouse somewhere, ready to sprint.
They're in all the time zones.
It feels too much like how you remember it wasn't. Until all that long ago that the deals wouldn't go through because a fax didn't come through.
Yes.
What are we dealing with faxes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some element to that.
Yep. So that's something to watch, certainly.
Yeah, what's the over-under on that right now? I think I was, where was I on the actual suspension? I think I was at 12 games. Seems like everybody's...
To me, it seems like it's going to be one of two things. It's either going to be what the NFL seems to want, which is a full season, indefinite, or 12 games seems... If it's not a season, 12 seems to be the number that a lot of people have settled on.
Well, Deshaun asking for 8 is a big indicator of that. You know,
who
it's a big indicator that
who
they
leaked
know,
that, by
they
the way?
Know, they know it's going to be 12 or more, so they're like, well, we'll take 8.
Did you... oh, by the way, Ben, can you get that audio that we have of... I rounded up the audio of Deshaun... requesting, putting out that this is Deshaun Watson realizing that he might be facing a hefty suspension, throwing out, hey, I'll accept 8 games.
Wait,
what did you want to tell me?
Both of you guys.
What did you want to tell me?
Double check, safety first. Double check.
That's a full year coming down.
That's Deshaun getting pushed off a bridge. Yeah. So that could come down any minute.
Yeah.
What else is going on the show today?
We're actually going to play a game, Dumb and Dumber. Which one is which? Antonio Brown
not
put out a
statement. That brazen insult in my face.
Antonio Brown put out a statement, and Deshaun Watson leaked the story. So Dumb and Dumber, which one is which? We're going to have the In the Loop preseason opener viewing guide. We're going to talk about the stuff we're going to see tomorrow. We also have the slime off. It's going to be a competitive
slime-off.
Oh, the slime-off
between you and Lopez?
Well, and
you might be in there. Is Seth in there this year? This week? No, he's not in there this week.
Well, his voice is, but he's the catalyst for the Lopez-Landry debate.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You had brought up Antonio Brown. I can't believe we didn't bring that up today, Sean.
What a statement.
Antonio Brown putting out this statement. For anybody that didn't see this, my biggest regret in my career, this is when he was on that that guy's podcast. My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around Jets Stadium mid-game while throwing up the deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
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 I know how he feels. I feel the same way about this radio show and my Smack-Off calls. I'll never get to listen to myself live. Yeah.
How awesome is it to see me live?
Yeah. The Beatles or Jesus? Is that what he said?
Yeah, the Beatles or Jesus performing at Red Rocks. Performing. So it's Jesus performing, like performing miracles at Red Rocks, like some birthday party magician or something.
Very specific.
Yeah. Or he's singing, singing some, Christian music or whatever. So that'll be good. Who's in the slime off this week?
Me, Lopez, McLean, Chris Woodward from the Rangers.
Okay.
And I think we're both in twice.
It so, goes like this. It's Landry, Landry, Landry.
Yeah. You know, it's fake news Lopez.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And then no encore / road trip me.
Okay. So I factor into this tangentially as well.
Yeah.
I'm not directly in the slime off like I was last week for kicking those two kids out who had BO.
Yeah, you should have won last week.
I know. I was the odds on favorite. All right, fellas, we look forward to the show today. Going to be a good one on a Football Friday. A reminder, 2-6 today out in Cinco Ranch at Big City Wings. Clint Sterner in the show. Seth, antibodies to you.
Antibodies to you. I offer no apologies. I make no retractions.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Especially that
give him
that
hell, Payne. Give him
guy
hell.
Guy that I was mean to.
That's right. He'll get over it.
Thank you to the McNairs for coming.
Thank you to Cal and Hannah for coming in studio as well. All of you for listening. Seth, I'll see you at 4 p.m. tomorrow out in Bud Light Plaza. For Texans Countdown, In the Loop is up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.